Salem High School boys basketball coach Tom Doyle is joining us. And Tom, welcome. Thanks for joining us after the one-point win last night against Marblehead.
Glad to be here, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, Tom, I saw you scouting Marblehead about a week ago over there, and you must have done a very good job scouting.
Definitely watched some film, went to that game against Beverly, and just tried to pick up some things to combat in our earlier defeat to them in the season, and luckily we were able to make some minor adjustments and get that one-point victory last night.
I'll follow up on that in just a moment, but I mean, Marblehead presents, you know, height. They have agility and quickness and so on, and they can crash the board. So tell us, what was the game plan and how did it play out for you guys?
So they're definitely bigger than us. And like you just explained, they are a well-balanced team. They have shooters, they have athletes. So we got into a zone, tightened up our zone a little bit from the last time, tried to make them shoot over the top and tried to limit them to one shot. It didn't always work, but that was the game plan. And, you know, there was a couple of times we really forced the issue on offense that led to easy leakouts and easy fast break transition opportunities for them. And so we tightened that up in the second half as well. And I think that's some of the things that helped us prevail.
Yeah, you got to stop them with your defense. But tell me about the offense. How were you guys scoring baskets last night?
So we've definitely made a better effort to use each other, use our screens, keep moving. Something we struggled with early in the year, and I think our guys, you know, though not perfect, we're moving in the right direction with opening up our offense a little more and creating better scoring opportunities for our whole team.
Mm-hmm. Any individual notes you could share with me from the game last night?
Grayson Green had another very good game. I don't have the stats right in front of me, but he filled the stat sheet. I think he had 20-plus points, you know, rebounds. He altered shots. He does so much for us. Jack Doyle started off the game with a couple nice threes to open up an early lead for us. Trying to go through Chris Quadrazzi, although was in foul trouble all night, had what I thought were the best minutes of his year so far. Corey Grimes has been doing a really nice job for us the last couple games underneath, finding gaps and in the defense and getting opportunities to score. And then Devontae Azuma, who has stepped into the starting lineup the last couple games, has really done a great job defensively. Really causes a problem. Once Chris Quadrazzi went down late in the game, we went to a guy that had played all game, Rocco Ryan, who came in and made two huge plays right away for us in a tough spot. And he made a great assist off a broken play, and then he dove on the ground to save a possession for us and gave us some quality minutes going down the end, which was able to help us prevail.
Well, Tom, I know you're traveling. I won't hold you, but congrats to you, the team, the coaching staff on the big win last night against Marblehead, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care. Tom Doyle, boys basketball coach at Salem High School.